The new headmaster at troubled English high school in Boston had big plans for an academic turnaround. He also wanted to brighten up the place, so he invited the public muralist employed by the city of Boston to come into the school and do something about it. The headmaster got much more than just new paint on the walls, as WBUR's David Boeri reports.
People who have never been to English High School think of it as one of the worst schools in Boston. Its reputation is widespread, its problems well reported, and for many who've never been here, it's as remote as the third world. Yet the place holds many pleasant surprises. A school period ends, and suddenly there comes a five-floor stream of students in all shades of black and brown.
Kobe.
What country are you from?
Ghana.
What country are you from?
I'm from Haiti.
Jamaica.
Ethiopia.
Somalia.
Kenya.
Tanzania.
I'm from Senegal.
Dominican Republic.
Guinea. West Africa.
Puerto Rico. Salvador.
Colombia.
South Korea.
They walk under the flags of 76 nations that hang from the rafters, dressed in hijabs, hip-hop, and uniforms of junior ROTC. And they're all carrying backpacks by North Face and Dickies, the universal brands. This is America's oldest public high school, and these are some of the newest Americans.
This is the nation of world.
Standing on a ladder and speckled with paint is Heidi Short, the long-running leader of the mural crew for the city of Boston.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going into a refugee camp or an orphanage or the border. You know, this is a place that is truly the future.
With animated intensity, she's directing brush-wielding students in white Tyvek overalls, channeling the spirit of her idol, the Mexican Diego Rivera, the great public muralist of early mid-century.
As you can see, in the wall, there's many faces, many races.
Woody Italian from Haiti is one of the students who's become a painter.
So this could really be the generation of, like, you know, tomorrow.
See, I started with a portrait of the girl leaning against the snack machine.
Seeming to lean against the real snack machine is a stylized, life-size portrait of a girl from Central America. Heidi Shork takes a digital snapshot of her subjects, turns it into high-contrast graphics, Shepard Fairey style, and then makes that the model for reproducing on the wall. That first bold-colored portrait caused a sensation.
When I came in the next morning, I was bombarded. Miss, how can I be part of this? I want to do it.
Soon, the Dominican girl at the snack machine was joined by a Somali girl in a hijab, a Haitian boy in a keffiyeh, and a whole lineup of students in a mural that wraps around the loudspeaker, the telephone, and even the window through which lunch ladies pass out milk and juice through the two-dimensional arms and legs of the basketball team.
When you look at the art, it represents every student that we have in this building.
Dr. Cito Narcisse, the new headmaster, comes with a great reputation to a school that's had a bad one. In MCAS test scores, Boston English falls in the bottom ranks of state high schools. Only 52% of its students graduate within 4 years.
We are the largest ELL population in the city of Boston for Boston Public Schools.
30% of the students can't speak English well enough to do ordinary schoolwork. They require ELL, or English Language Learning, and the task of getting them proficient enough in English to then be able to pass MCAS tests in English, math, and science by the end of their sophomore year seems daunting indeed. And yet amongst the students represented by the mural are shining examples of promise.
I love all the pictures on the wall.
Aisha Barry, a junior dressed in colorful veils, comes from Senegal. She speaks five languages.
I speak French, I speak Arabic, Wolof, Fulani, and English, and I'm learning Spanish.
Heidi Short says Aisha is aiming for Wellesley College, inshallah, God willing. One of the most active muralists is 17-year-old Ethiopian Natania Solomon.
It is good. It is like history.
And that history will one day reflect the story of Natania and his long odyssey from Addis Ababa with his father and brother in search of a better life and a better education. Was it hard to learn?
Oh, yeah. First time when I come here, like, I don't understand, like, that much. First, yeah, it was hard.
But it was only hard to his stoical thinking and that of Netanya's fellow Africans here. While going to high school, he works 30 hours a week, while others work 40. He came with his father, who drives a cab to get by. Netanya, who wants to be an architectural engineer, sees Boston English and what many of us would see as daily hardships with eyes that have experienced life in Ethiopia.
If you want to learn something new, like you can learn, there is a good teacher here, so you have a lot of opportunity. So it is a good school.
Bright, bold, and embracing, Heidi Shork's public mural, like the people of the mural itself, speaks of aspiration and promise too easily overlooked by those who've never been to Boston English. For people still working to learn English, their public art and the hope in that wall are the lingua franca. For WBUR, I'm David Boyer.
What kind
of hair is that?
What kind of what?
What kind of hair is that?
Hair?
Yeah.